Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Jones and Keefe.
Yo estoy aquí para ayudar al equipo en lo necesario, en lo que ellos quieran. Soy uno más del equipo y estoy disponible a dar el 100% de mí, donde me pongan. No tengo ningún pero, no tengo ninguna decisión. Solamente ellos tienen, son los jefes míos, juego donde me pongan.
I'm here to give my 100%. I don't put any buts. They're the men in charge. I am here to play wherever they want me to play.
You ready for Devers to play the field?
Oh, of course I am. Unbelievable. Although not unbelievable
it's
at the
really
same
not.
Time.
It's not unbelievable.
The
at
guy
all.
Is such an incredible a-hole that you have to respect it. Like, you're left with no other options but to respect it.
I mean, I have to respect
you
it.
Have
I,
to.
I am honestly in awe.
You have to do it.
The a-holery. That's
the
true.
Guy didn't even want a DH, which is just hitting, which is basically all he did before anyway. He kicked and screamed about DHing, goes to another team. He's like, yeah, I'll play wherever they need me.
I'll pitch,
I'll catch.
I love the reporting now, and it's like Pete Abraham, Chris Cotillo.
Yeah.
I love the reporting that, like, oh, well, it's not that Devers said he wouldn't play the field. It's like, yeah, he did. I heard it.
He said it through
the media.
Publicly many times.
What are you talking about?
No, he said it straight up, too.
It's not that he wouldn't want to play the field. It's that he's upset about how they went about asking him, which is such garbage.
Well, I'm sure he was upset about it.
Okay, no. I'm sure he was upset about it. But, like, the idea that he would do it? No.
Yeah.
He said on the record,
yeah,
he wouldn't do it.
Uh-huh.
So get out of my face with that revisionist history.
No. The guy didn't want to DH, clearly didn't want to play first base, wasn't going to go back to third base. He even made the comment of, like, what do they want me to play every position? Which is not what they wanted you to do. Like, that's
next thing you know, I'll be playing the outfield.
Yeah, they're sticking in the outfield.
Manny, you hear Manny with Carrabas yesterday. He's like, oh, it'd be like asking Aaron Judge to catch. It's like, no, not
it's
really.
It's not that at
they're
all, actually.
They're asking him to play the position he used to play.
Yeah.
And or the opposite corner, which tons of guys do, including Abraham Toro, who's doing it right now.
Judge, correct me if I'm wrong, has played right and center. Like, they've moved him around in the outfield.
Judge has moved positions.
Yes.
Yep. Uh-huh.
Every player moves positions, except for Devers. But now he's going to do it with the Giants.
You think this makes Devers look better or worse?
Worse. The whole thing makes him look much worse. I'm not shocked by it. We've talked about it in the past where if you're on a team for a long time and they ask you to do something different or they reduce your role, like, say it's like being a back. I even look at, like, a guy like Chara, who is the opposite teammate of Devers. But just for this example, when they, at the end of Chara's career here, they were like, hey, we need you to take a lesser role. And it was like, well, you know, you were the captain, all this stuff. But then he went to the Capitals and took a lesser role. But I think it was, I'm in a different place. I feel like I could do that there. Or like a backup quarterback. I don't want to be a backup quarterback here because I started, but I'll be a backup quarterback over there. So I get that. But this part is just so comical because what a mess this has been for months and how he was adamant that he wouldn't play anywhere else. And now the first day on the job, he's like, well, they're my boss. I'll go anywhere. And so,
no, that's the best part of it, too.
Yeah. He's like, these are my guys.
It's not just that he'll play the position.
Anywhere that you need me.
Let me get the exact wording again. It's eye-opening.
It's comical what he's doing. I don't think it makes him look any better. But I also go back to this. Like, Devers has all the right in the world to be pissed off at Breslow and Cora for, by all accounts, lying to him during spring training. I get it. Like, I'm not saying, oh, just, you know, brush that off. But that was a long time ago. And also, you have 25 other teammates that you need to do what's best for them, you would think. And so he's in this spot where he's trying to stick it to Breslow, but he's taking it out on the rest of the guys on the team.
People,
like, that's not fair. So it's like, oh, I hate you, Breslow. Fine, you can hate Breslow, but the team, Christian Campbell, Marcelo Meyer, Trevor Story, all those guys needed you to try to play first base, and you wouldn't do it because you hated Breslow so much. Like, that's a horrible teammate.
Yeah, and we all know people like Devers, they're exhausting. And yeah. And you're someone who will hold on to a grudge, Keith.
Hell yeah.
But you're also a team player.
Yes, thank you.
And, you know, Devers can hold his grudge with Craig Breslow all he wants. I don't think any of us are saying, hey, be best friends with Craig Breslow.
But then you end up taking it out on the wrong people.
Correct. When you're getting mad at your teammates for volunteering and or being asked, we'll get to this from Alex Cora, whether Campbell volunteered or was asked to play first, Devers was mad that he was going to go along with the plan.
Yeah.
And so now you're lashing out based on your grudge. Hold your grudge with Craig Breslow. There's a lot of things Craig Breslow is doing wrong, including his interview practices.
Is wild.
Which we're going to get to coming up here on Jones and Keefe. You can dial us up, 617-779-7937. That's also your text number. You can interact on Twitter and Instagram at Jones and Keefe. You can watch and chat, twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Always a healthy chat going on Twitch. And watch on YouTube. Subscribe to WEEI. We will talk to the voice of the Giants, Dave Fleming, brother of Will, at High Noon. How's the Devers deal playing in San Francisco?
They must miss Jordan Hicks.
What are the Red Sox getting back in this trade? By the way, Buster Olney, actually a pretty flowery inside look from around the league at what the Red Sox are actually getting back. We'll get to that coming up. We got the Dork Minute for you at 12:45 and a Would You Rather Wednesday, some Would You Rathers at 11:30. So a lot coming up on the program. But just to get the wording right again, from Devers yesterday, they're the men in charge. I'm here to play wherever they want me to play.
Amazing.
Amazing. I get what
you're
saying.
Is that more of a slap in the face or a spit in the face of Breslow and the Red Sox?
Might be a spit. Calling them
spit
men?
Spit slap.
Yeah, maybe spit and then slap.
Yeah, could be.
Saying they're the men in charge?
Yeah.
And on top of that, look, I'll do whatever they want me to do.
Meanwhile, Craig Breslow asked him to change positions, and he was quoted as saying, like, I don't know what this guy has against me. I don't know what his problem is. He's a former player. He should know how hard it is to change positions.
Keith, the owner got on a flight to Kansas City and asked him to change positions, and he wouldn't do it.
And he wouldn't do it. And again, this is different. Like, it's one thing if they were like, hey, you need to change positions, and we're going to take away $10 million a year, which they can't do. But I'm just saying, like, that's a different argument. That's sort of like, you know, that's where, like, holdouts and things like that come in where you're messing with the guy's money. They weren't messing with the money at all. He was going to get paid $30 million a year for the next 9 years, regardless of where he was playing. And, you know, you knew this was off to a horrible start when he wouldn't even accept just hitting, which is his thing. And he's like, yeah, I'm going to kick and scream about that. But ultimately did it. And then guess what? Desperate times call for desperate measures. I don't think they were going to have him at first or third if Casas and Bregman weren't hurt. And in the case of Casas, out for the year.
Bingo.
They wouldn't have done it. I also don't think he would have been the guy nonstop. I don't think he would have played 100 games at first base. They're like, hey, we need some flexibility. Like, you'll still DH, maybe you'll play first base a couple days. Like, we need to get the best lineup possible out there on the field. And he wouldn't budge on it. So he wants to, you know, give the finger to Breslow, but it's the rest of the guys in the lineup that were affected by it the most.
And remember what Devers is actually upset. I feel like people have lost what Devers is actually upset about. And there are tons of things Breslow's done wrong. The ownership group is detestable and has been for a long period of time. And the way they handle their finances.
Hard to defend.
No one's forgetting any of that. But I think people are forgetting what Devers is upset about in the first place. He's upset they signed Bregman.
Right. Who, until he got hurt, was their best player.
He's upset they signed a better player than him.
Yeah.
A more decorated player than him. A winner.
Yeah.
And not that Devers...
Cora's favorite player.
No, look, Devers won a World Series in 2018.
Yeah.
But he was platooning with Eduardo Nunez, and he was more of a follower passenger on that team than Bregman, who was a driving force on the Astros for years and years and years. Multiple World Series appearances, a championship, ALCS every year. Like, Bregman's a winner. And he's a better player than Devers.
Yeah.
Has been, will continue to be.
Yeah.
And that's what Devers is upset. He's upset the Red Sox signed a good player.
Which is amazing.
That's what he's actually upset about. And I feel like people have totally lost that.
I agree. And they're pointing at Breslow, and I get it. Because Breslow, the return is rough. And I know you and I disagree a little bit on that. But overall, it's not a great return.
No.
It's bad. But
I like it more than you, but it's not enough for Devers.
But I think a lot of people right now are focusing on. Also, you just swept the Yankees, and Devers hits a home run in the series finale, and then you trade him then. So it was like the timing was weird. So a lot of it is being pointed at Breslow. But if you go back, first of all, 2 years ago, Devers was demanding the team get better players. They do get better players, just happen to be at the wrong spot. Also, if you do believe reports from February, Breslow didn't even want Bregman. Cora wanted Bregman, and Cora got his guy,
yet
Cora kind of skates by on this.
It's a neat trick that Cora pulled off. We're going to read from Buster Olney coming up. I'm now convinced a lot of the off-the-record ripping of Breslow is Cora.
Yeah, it makes sense.
I am now convinced of it. They're at war.
Yeah.
Cora doesn't like any of his GMs, specifically the last one, Bloom, and this one. Dombrowski, maybe more of a gray
like
area.
Dave, yeah.
Fine.
Bring Dave back.
I'm now convinced.
he got Cora good players.
I'm convinced the manager is the one. Former co-worker of Buster. When I read Buster last night, I don't know his relationship with June Lee. When I read Buster Olney last night, it clicked for me. I'm like, Cora is ripping the crap out of Breslow. That doesn't make him wrong. I'm sure scouts are MFing him, and he has terrible interpersonal skills.
Oh, it's a whole mess.
People don't believe in him. But I think I now know the source of where the information's coming from, and it wouldn't be the first time with this guy.
You might be right.
So it's interesting. I just think people have lost it. It's like, oh, well, they didn't communicate that they were going to sign Bregman to Devers. Okay, fine. If they communicated it, would he have been happy? My guess is no.
Also, there's no guarantee they were going to get him. This isn't like a trade you were working on. Like, he had four offers on the table, and we heard about them. They're all public offers. Well, I mean, they eventually got reported out there. We knew what the years were. We knew what the teams were. And then he ultimately chose the Red Sox. So there is a scenario, too, where they just piss him off, and they don't even get the guy. Right? They're like, hey, We're getting Alex Bregman, and then he signs with the Tigers, and you're like, never mind. And then he's like, wait a minute, you were trying to sign Alex Bregman?
I'm also convinced they could have kept him in the loop every step of the way, and he would have gone AWOL then. He would have been bullcrap then if they told him and kept him in the loop, right. But whatever, fine. He's upset that they didn't tell him that they were going to sign Bregman.
Also, Bregman
what he's actually upset about is that they signed Bregman, a better player, better winner, better teammate, and moved him off his spot. That's what he's actually upset about, and he can't get past.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And it's okay to never trust Craig Breslow again. You can never trust Craig Breslow again. The real issue was letting down the entire team, belittling rookies like Christian Campbell. That's the real crime
in
all of this.
Devers doesn't even have to trust Breslow. He signed until the 2033 season. Breslow can't do anything about that. That money is all going to be paid to Devers. Mm-hmm. So it's one thing if he had a contract year or if he was dealing with an opt-out type of thing and it's like, well, I got to go back to the table with this guy. Can I trust him there? I get it. You might be a little worried about that. You're good. You're getting your money. You're fine. Also, Alex Bregman essentially signed a one-year deal. So it's not like they're super committed to the guy. He might be a one and done. Now, I think he'll be back, but that's sort of a side topic. If he's a one and done, Devers might end up back at third. Now, I know that wouldn't happen because he's going to pout about it and he wouldn't let it happen. But other professionals might let that happen. Be like, all right, we got a better third baseman for this year. Now I can always go back. But that obviously wasn't going to happen to him. You kind of broke him mentally.
And, you know, blaming the communication to me is just classic. People hear this all the time or say this all the time. You know, they don't want to hear the real messaging, so they get upset with the way it was delivered. And they nitpick the way it was delivered. What you're actually upset about is the message. The message is they don't want you at third base anymore. They found a better player. You're a crappy leader. And he never wanted to face that. So he blames the communication or lack of communication, and the Red Sox probably could have communicated better.
Yeah.
Even Breslow's willing to admit that. But I think if they communicated perfectly with this guy, he never would have gotten on board, and it would have been an issue.
But it's such a joke that a couple of weeks ago he could say, you know, what do they want me to do, play every position? And Breslow's a former player. He should know how difficult it is to change positions. And then your opening press conference with the Giants. Yeah. You're like, I'll play anywhere they need me. They're in charge.
He's a big, giant fraud turd. And that's what he's been. Probably for most of his career, but specifically this year. That's what he's been. And he showed it yesterday in his introductory press conference. You can jump in. 617-779-7937. Alex Cora was on WEEI Afternoons. We'll get to some of that coming up as well. But before the game, last night in Seattle, which went very well for the Red Sox, by the way.
Oh, listen, they weren't going to win them all. You know, they were on an absolute heater.
Devers had two hits for the Giants. The Red Sox had two hits total. They both lost. I mean,
yeah, Devers, Giants lost 0-1.
Devers
Giants
has 0-1. Devers has no wins as a Giant. The Red Sox have one win without Rafi Devers.
Yep, scoreboard.
But the hits were rough last night. The lack of offense was rough last night.
The offense is cooled.
Which we'll get to coming up. But Alex Cora was asked before the game about the June Lee report, and specifically about Christian Campbell volunteering to move off of move to first base. And go help the team out like a good teammate would do. And Devers being upset with Christian Campbell. Here's what Cora had to say.
There was also a report that there was a little tension between Christian Campbell and Devers, that Christian Campbell initially asked to play first base.
No, Christian Campbell didn't ask to play first base. Okay. I talked to him about it, and he was willing to try it.
So there was no tension between them? Like, it was the first time
I heard about that was this morning. So, yeah.
Okay. I don't buy any of that, but fine. Yeah. What'd you read into that?
Well, at first he's like, you know, he first addressed the part about Campbell volunteering or being asked to do it. Mm-hmm. And so he's like, well, he asked to do it. So that already immediately is sort of like trying to poke holes in the story a little bit.
Correct.
And
he never addressed the Devers part of it. He just addressed the whether or not Campbell volunteered.
And it's the first time hearing about it. But Cora hasn't exactly had a well-run ship in there. So if Cora missed something... So it's possible he could be lying about it, or maybe he doesn't know, which also speaks to the dysfunction with the whole team.
It's a good point. If you want to take
it at face...
You think
he knows everything that's going on in that clubhouse?
If you want to take it at face value, you don't even know what's going on right under your nose, but I don't buy that.
Maybe not.
What I think, and it's interesting just to hear him say, so he does communicate with some players in there. He couldn't be bothered to talk to Rafael Devers.
He was afraid to.
But he would go tell Christian Campbell. He wants to take credit now for Christian Campbell going and getting him work at first base. Maybe Cora's right about that. Maybe June Lee... had that part of the story incorrect. I don't know. I don't know the real truth there.
Yeah.
But it is interesting to hear Cora acknowledge he will go talk to some players and have conversations with some players.
Some players,
and let them know that,
nervous around them.
I can ask certain guys to play certain positions and not just, you know, tuck his head in the sand and wait for the owner to come fly to an opposing city to meet with the player. But no, I think that's a classic.
They asked Campbell to play first, and what did he say? Yes.
Of course he did.
What did every single player that they've ever asked besides Devers say?
They asked him to play center field, left field, first base. He's playing second base. He's now DHing. None of it's a problem. You know, Roman Anthony hadn't been playing right field at all in the minor leagues, comes up, plays right field. Marcelo Meyer, not a third baseman, playing third base, making great plays. Again, last night, making great plays. David Hamilton, never played third base in his life.
Nope.
Playing third base. There's a million examples of it on just this team.
Toro and Romy play both corners.
Thank you.
Yep.
I mean,
Duran plays two spots.
Romy Gonzalez, that's another good one. Romy Gonzalez played second. He's played all over the place.
Romy's actually played
in
everywhere.
His career.
Yeah, Connor Wong, they've played at second base.
Connor Wong.
They played everybody.
Well, if anything, most of those examples just speak to roster construction and how poor it is.
The roster
construction. You don't have backups for any of these spots.
It is pretty bad. Yeah, as soon as you lose one guy, it's like a house of cards.
Because
you're like, I think Breslow's done a pretty bad job with that part of it.
I guess.
Because how do you not prepare for a Costas injury? And I know you've pointed out, well, they prepared with Devers. But
I think they did prepare.
They never got the answer they wanted. They were just like, oh, well, fingers crossed.
How many teams have a backup first baseman on their roster?
I think a bunch probably have a guy that can play first base.
Giants do. They don't have three.
Add Devers.
Okay, but where'd they get Dominic Smith? Did they sign him off the street like the Red Sox have the last couple of years?
He opted out of his Yankees contract.
Okay, so exactly. So that's a scrap heap guy. That's not an answer at first base.
He's a vibes guy, not a scrap heap guy.
The Red Sox literally had last year. That doesn't count.
Yeah, but
most teams don't carry a backup first baseman.
But they should be.
They carry a guy who can play a couple of different spots, and Devers should have been willing to play a couple of different spots.
But I think it would have been dumb for this particular team to not have a better plan at both first base and shortstop, because those two guys are more injury prone than other guys. Costas played 60 games last year. Story, shockingly, has been healthy this year.
But you do think they had a backup plan at shortstop. That's Meyer.
Yes, no, I do. So they did have that. They did have that checked off. I just thought they would have been had a little bit more covered there at first base. They didn't. But that doesn't mean that Devers is right to react this way all season.
617-779-7937. I want to introduce this because I found this interesting from Buster Olney last night. And this is something we can ask Dave Fleming about. Some in baseball actually think the Red Sox did pretty well on this trade.
Yeah, Craig Breslow. Some in baseball, Craig Breslow.
All right, this is Buster Olney. You can believe him or not.
Okay.
The fans' protest of the Devers deal largely diverged from the industry view. So Red Sox fans are upset, but it largely diverged from the industry view.
All right.
A lot of rival officials thought the Red Sox did well in getting rid of themselves, or ridding themselves, rather, of a one-dimensional star with an expensive contract. The contract is a huge part of this discussion. Who refused layers of requests to change, received four players from the Giants in return, including talented Kyle Harrison. WTF were the Giants doing, taking on that whole contract? One executive asked rhetorically via text, oh my God, that deal will not end well.
Well, no.
That's longer term,
and
that's finances. Okay. Another executive. So this can't, they can't both be Breslow.
No, okay.
Another executive said he thought on a scale of 1 to 10, with
Sam
10
Kennedy.
Being terrible.
This is Sam.
Management's handling of the Devers situation was a 6.
Okay,
seven! That's not great. Scale of 1 to 10, the Red Sox were a 6.
Okay.
They made mistakes, he said.
Yeah.
Devers' handling of this was a 10 out of 10 and how bad it was.
Agreed.
Regardless of Devers' handling of the situation, it's clear the Red Sox have some work to do in filling the role that he leaves. The Red Sox did well in this trade for the long term, one exec said, but they're going to miss him. You're not going to replace a hitter like Rafael Devers. So,
I mean, unless you get Kyle Tucker.
I do think Devers and his impact, like Twitch chat earlier was calling him generational.
Like, that's insane.
That's wildly overstating
that's
what
insane.
Rafael Devers
we just
is.
We talked about yesterday, Jason Bay had a better individual season with the Red Sox than Devers ever had.
Yeah. Mike Lowell.
A better season.
I mean, Adrian Beltre when he was
correct.
Here. And, you know, Beltre's a Hall of Famer and, you know,
yeah.
Bay.
No, I think the pushback that we give is just because he's a good player. He's like, he's a really good hitter. Yeah, he's a good stick.
He's a good stick is what
but
he is.
But when people go overboard and it's either generational or they mention the Hall of Fame or like these, you're like, wait, are we watching the same guy?
I mean,
clearly not.
Yesterday, no offense to our guest coming up at noon, he's comparing him to Willie Mays and Barry Bonds and guys like this. It's like,
yeah,
he ain't that.
No,
good
my
stick.
God, no. Every
but,
other
know.
Year, he'll hit 30.
Well, it depends on what numbers you look at. He's like the 15th player to ever have this many home runs and this many doubles in baseball history.
Yeah.
So that's what
and then he finishes 15th in the AL MVP voting every year.
He's somehow not a good fielder, Jones, so they dock him for it.
Okay, fine. David Ortiz barely played the field. Guy got a lot of MVP votes. Manny Ramirez wasn't a good defensive player. Got a lot of MVP votes.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.